Monster was running to its overlord with news that it had been found out. Darling and the lady were doing nothing. Raven remained trapped. Bowman's remained trapped in the long fires he had called down on his own head. The end of the world tramped ever closer, and nobody was doing anything. I completed my translations and was no wiser than before, it seemed, though Silent, Goblin, and One Eye kept fooling with charts of names, cross-indexing, seeking patterns. The lady watched over their shoulders more than did I. I fiddled with these annals. I bothered myself with how to phrase a request for the return of those I had lost at Queen's Bridge. I fussed. I grew ever more antsy. People became irritated with me. I began taking moonlight walks to work off my nervous energy. One night the moon was full, a fat, orange bladder just scaling the hills to the east. A grand sight, especially with patrolling mantas crossing its face. For some reason, the desert had a lilac luminescence upon all its edges. The air was chill. There was a dust of powder swirling on the breeze, fallen that afternoon. A change storm flickered far away to the north. A menhir appeared beside me. I jumped 3 feet. "Strangers on the plain, Rock?" I asked.
"None stranger than you, Croaker."
"I get a comedian. You want something?"
"No. The Father of Trees wants you."
"Yeah? See you." Heart pounding, I headed toward the hole. Another menhir blocked the path. "Well, since you put it that way." Faking bravery, I headed upstream. They would have herded me. Best accept the inevitable, less humiliation. The wind was bitter around the barren, but when I crossed the boundary, it was like stepping into summer. No wind at all, though the old tree was tinkling, and heat like a furnace. The moon had risen enough to flood the barren with light, now argent. I approached the tree. My gaze fixed on that hand and forearm, still protruding, still gripping a root, still, it seemed, betraying the occasional feeble twitch. The root had grown, though, and seemed to be enveloping the hand, as a tree used for a line post will envelop a wire tacked to it. I stopped 5 feet from the tree. "Come closer," it said, in plain voice, in conversational tone and volume. I said, "Yipe," and looked for the exits. About 2 skillion menhirs surrounded the baron. So much for running away.
"Stand still, ephemeral."
My feet froze to the ground. "Ephemeral, eh?"
"You asked help. You demanded help. You whined and pleaded and begged for help. Stand still and accept it. Come closer."
"Make up your mind." I took 2 steps. Another would have me climbing him.
"I have considered. This thing you ephemera fear, in the ground so far from here, would be a peril to my creatures if it rose. I sense no significant strength in those who resist it. Therefore—"
I hated to interrupt, but I just had to scream. You see, something had me by the ankle. It was squeezing so hard I felt the bones grinding, crushing. "Sorry about that, old-timer." The universe turned blue. I rolled in a hurricane of anger.